Hi, and welcome to Our Sexuality,
a podcast where we talk about our sexualities, the LGBT plus issues, and dating, and so much more. Oh, I had it right when I was looking. Before we start this episode, we want to remind you, you can email us at tyandjermaine@gmail.com. That's tyandjermaine@gmail.com. We want to hear from you. Dating stories, questions, opinions, thoughts, all those things. We also have a Patreon with... searches on Patreon, the Our Sexuality. And we have a TikTok for $5, the Slim Thick for $10, and the VIP Plus for $20. You can hear from one of us. And I'm Jermaine Calando.
I'm Tyron Simon.
And you know what? It's been a minute. Let's catch up. How have you been, Tyron?
Well. You know, it's the end of the year, so end of the year things happen to me.
You know, this is going to be like the new episode for the new year.
Well, we're currently recording this in December, so...
29th.
Yeah, December 29th. Okay. So, anyway, you know how I don't have good luck with cars?
You don't have good luck with cars? What do you mean?
We've talked about this before, remember? So, I'll be 27 next month, and so far...
I'm 26.
Anyway,
what's that, the Cash App?
Y'all know her, yeah. You can send money on Instagram. Hit me up. But anyway, so I've had, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 cars since and I've been driving since I was 18. So I've had someone rear end me while leaving work.
Non-sexually? Oh, car related, my bad.
I've had a deer jump out in front of my car and total my car after I only had that car for a year and just paid the
last payment?
No, the renewal tag the day before. Yeah. And I have unfortunately rear-ended someone, so
recently?
Mm-hmm.
You hit a car?
The day after my mom's surgery.
Oh, damn. Yeah. You're stressed out, huh?
No, that person didn't signal. They just kept on going. You know, like, people don't signal when they're trying to turn. That's what happened. And, of course, anytime you rear someone from the back, you get a ticket because the logic is... You could have stopped in time. Even though that person... just stopped and didn't put on signal. It's very annoying. But anyway.
Well, sorry that happened. How do you feel? Are you okay?
I am fine. I am annoyed because, so, listen, I have been through, as previously stated, I have been through a lot with cars. And my...
Was that your forever car? Was it your 6-year car?
I hope not my forever car, but
I mean, when it gets fixed, do you want it back?
I would take it back, but I might consider trading it. But
why do you want to trade it? What's wrong with it?
It's been wrecked. So, yeah, and then so let's back up. So. At first, it was drivable. So, I drove it because they told me to. Then, my adjuster was raggedy. Not gonna lie. I called that man several times. He wouldn't call me back for days. So, then I had to get a supervisor involved. And then he had the audacity to be like, well, my supervisor told me you don't think I'm taking your claim seriously. And I told him, no, I don't at this point because, like I said, this is not my first rodeo with car claims and stuff like that. And it just seems like you do things when you get ready to, which the, like, I have a life, okay? I can't just be Carlos. I have a job. I have bills to pay. So,
yeah. How long is your rental for until you get the car fixed?
They can only do it for 30 days, but if you get a lower car, like a car that costs less, they might be able to extend it. Okay. So,
the weirdest thing is when I got here, I got it before Tyron, we're recording in Studio B.
This person right here.
I didn't know this, that he had a different car.
A whole nother car, a whole nother color, uh-huh. A whole nother brand. Uh-huh. And didn't notice.
Uh-huh. What's wrong? I feel like you have issues with that, and I don't know why.
How do you not notice that?
I mean, I was eating food.
But yeah. Still, once you got out the car, uh-huh. You still looked at me coming out the car because you said something about my hair.
Yeah, I noticed hair.
And you didn't notice.
I'm in the hair.
And you didn't notice. Uh-huh. The red car.
Yeah.
When I usually have a gray one.
Yeah. You have a gray car? I was just like, oh, he may have painted it. Who knew? Christmas. Gifts. I don't know. The wildest thing is, this happened once at my club. Because, my first person that I took classes with was I took the stand-up 101, and then I took improv 101, and the wildest thing is they were like, oh, Major Steve. I was like, oh, Steve Lester. She's like, yeah. I said, oh, I never knew that. She was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, I didn't know. And the wildest thing is their husband and wife, and the thing is they were like, oh, you didn't know. I was like, yeah, I don't pay attention
to details. I'm a little, yeah.
It's not about details. It's just I am very on my own head most of the time. I am thinking a lot. I do a lot in a day. After this, I have to go from this to sleep. I got to go be funny, then go to work, and then go home, clean, go to sleep, be funny, and try my best to go to work that night as well. And then do the same thing the next day, and clean, 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 clean. And finish everything up the next 2 days. Like, I don't think about nobody else. And the only person I think mostly other than myself is just my person. And then family and then friends is like this. So I don't concern myself with...
So you mean to tell me, mm-hmm. If your parents painted y'all's house Pepto-Bismol pink...
See, that's my house.
Okay.
I'm used to my colors of the house changing. That's my own surroundings. This is something that's outside, and it's something that you own. That's something I own.
Okay.
When I drove my Jeep.
Yeah, I noticed you weren't driving the Jeep.
Okay. And when I went from my Jeep to my other vehicle.
I noticed you were driving the other vehicle.
But the thing is, you know,
the Jeep wasn't out there.
Yeah, but the more so is that you saw to change because you've seen the vehicle in front of your house. Mm-hmm. So it's something I brought towards you that you saw as something that's changed. I didn't see your car for how long?
No, you saw my car?
Maybe once. And then here. Or at Studio B. Studio A, I never saw your car but once, maybe. Because you showed me your car and I was like, oh, that's nice.
You don't remember when I, Mm-hmm. Well, I went to, not the first one, but the second performance I went to of yours. Mm-hmm. Me getting out the car and trying to find you.
All right, but that's you getting out your car, coming to a place where I'm already at. So it's not me looking at a car, me looking for you.
But I was next to the car.
I'm not pictures of the car, I'm you. That's why the people don't realize this. Not everyone's going to pay attention to my like details. Like, some people can always recognize my car. And I'm always like, that's too much. Why are you painting my car? Whereas me personally...
Because I know what brand and what color your car is.
Whereas I don't care about no one's car. I just look at you and I'm like, all right, there you come.
Because...
And I look at change appearances. I look at if you wear contacts, wear glasses. I look at what clothes you have on.
So for instance, shoes. If you were in a totally different car...
You would notice. I would.
Yeah, because I would be like... Who the fuck pulling up to my house?
Okay. That's the difference because you have to know because it's now your home. Whereas if we met for lunch, I probably wouldn't pay no attention to that rental for your own real original car. And that's wild to people. I mean, I'm serious when I say this. It is wild. Because it's like, wow, why is it a big deal? I'm sorry that happened, though. I'm sorry you backed into someone. No, sorry.
I mean, it's not the first time. Look. But, no, always use lube. Always use lube, y'all.
Oh, well, good details. I am freshly from like 2 weeks ago. I went to see my person, which was fun. I said, don't say the location because that's not my thing.
Nope.
We had fun. A lot has happened. I had a great time. And, yeah, I'm a little... The glamour is mostly gone, but I'm excited because he'll be here soon.
Good.
In 2 months. And 1 month. So I get to do a lot of fun stuff with him. So I'm excited about that. Any questions?
No, because...
You can ask. Go ahead. Free will. Go ahead.
So did y'all go out in any places?
Mm-hmm.
Scenery and all that?
We went out to eat.
Okay. Nice.
Thanks.
I know he listens, so I'm not trying to.
He does not listen. Go ahead. Ask questions.
Oh. So, are you planning anything big when he comes here?
We're going to see Cranberry Ray and Josh Stone. That's the main thing I want to do. Depending on what day he comes, I'm probably going to take him to one of my venues to hide the comedy at. And I think maybe a show that weekend, too. He's. Maybe I'm gonna try and see if he can meet my parents. Mm-hmm. Maybe as a touch and go, because I don't really care. It's not a big deal to me at all. My dad asked a question. I was like, yeah, it's a different question. My dad asked a fairy. He was like, so who do you want to move to man?
But
and got me because I was like,
wait, he I'll gonna repeat that. He said,
woman,
what?
Who the woman, man? And I was like, well, he's masculine, I'm masculine, so.
Well, here's an hour question. I would answer that question. I was like, we're both men.
I mean, I wouldn't say that because my dad, I knew what he meant when he said that. And I was like, probably me if the two of us. I'm shocked that I got a masculine man. I'm not really shocked that I got a masculine man. But like I said, he has two energies. He's probably the most masculine person. I don't know. I guess I naturally attract more masculine dudes than feminine dudes. But I'm not the most feminine person at times, but I have a sweet voice, and I'm really sensitive at times.
I mean, besides the drag, I would like say I'm pretty masculine myself. So,
because like... Dolls here. I'm going to stop you there. But,
No. Well...
I think it's cool. I think it's...
No. Okay, so the dolls, first of all... Uh-huh. Each one of those dolls are like
collectibles.
Yeah, collectibles. So,
okay.
Especially that one over there, because that's a remake of one of the most popular Barbies. But
I mean, like I said, like to me, doesn't like far as the trip, far as him coming here, something like that. I mean, I'm just really. It's the same thing of me going there. It's the same goal. It's just to spend time with him, and like just build like. Because people don't understand, like, long distance is a gamble that I knew was going to be a little bit harder to do. We're still in that, like,
court. Well, technically, I'm long distance, too.
So. But see, the difference is that y'all spend more time, like, coming and going. And we have more of a situation where we are figuring out that balance.
Okay.
And we're now, like, allowing balance to happen. Whereas, like, good news is happening maybe in March. So I may get to go up there, and I think I said I was going to make him some pot pies. And in April, I'm going to come up for his birthday. And May, I don't know. But June, I do want to go somewhere. And my goal is to do something like every month as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure he understands that like he's where I want to be at. But we still have a lot of goals that we have to get accomplished. Like, figuring out, like, a lot of details and also, like, maybe creating revenue by the end of the year by, like, you know, having a property. their goals. But yeah. Comedy is weird. At the moment, I had lost my little mojo because I was working like crazy last week.
Christmas time, so.
It was not Christmas. It was because I'm poor. Oh. I found out my check was so sad. I said, oh no, never again. So I worked very, very hard every single day. And this week I'm trying my best to do the same thing, but me getting that my booster shot fucked me up Monday night. And I had to stay home because I was like, most of this is wearing off, but I don't trust my body. I don't know how, but my body reacted to that shot like, you have a fever.
Well,
and it said, guess what, bitch? And I said, what? It said, I wish you would.
Well, our bodies all react differently. Like, for instance, the first shot felt nothing. Second shot, I was like, what about this?
But, I mean, my arm hurt like hell both shots. Because I had both Pfizer. My first shot, I worked out, I think, right after. Mm-hmm. Or the day before. I was working out, like, so strong with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next time...
Yeah, it didn't help.
Oh, no. It was beautiful. I was like, we did it. And then the next shot, I had right before I went up there. So, I think I had enough time. I was like, ooh, I'm down. But we gotta do this. And, like, this booster was like... My name is Moderna, and I'm here to fuck you up. And I said, not with a fever. And it gave me the biggest hay fever. I was at 6 o'clock at work, and I went from like, do-do-do, to, oh, my headphones. Everything was so pounding. It gave me the weirdest headache. I was in my car with my big-ass jacket. It wasn't even that cold that day. I turned my heat on so immediately. I looked like I was like a person that was strung out. And I got home. I wore my thermal bottoms that night. I wore my thermal bottoms, my thermal top to work because I was like, I don't know where I'm going to be at. I left my thermal bottoms on and my thermal top. Went to bed. When I say my legs were so inflamed with heat, it was like, what's up, bitch? I was like, oh my God, not the devil's on me. I took my pants off so quickly.
Okay, well, I think it's a good time to take a break after you talk about taking your pants off. All right. And we're back.
Yay! I'm excited. Recently, what's been happening is I decided to put a lot more steady into my comedy. While I was gone, there were times where I was by myself. So I started writing new material. So I get to start talking about doing my new sets. And I'm very nervous because I only have today and tomorrow before the show Saturday. And then all next week, I get to do, I think, 3 open mics. No, I'm lying. I have 4 open mics I'm going to next week. So I'm trying my best to do all 4 with the same set and have it, like, mostly ready. And add, like, that to my repertoire for the new one. So I have a show on the 8th. And then I have a show in February. So they're not all around the same time. I have like a month span between the two of them. But I'm related for both of them. Because I want like my comedy to go a lot of places. And my goal for this rest of winter is to make sure my face is seen a lot of times. And have my sets recorded. So I'm very like grateful that I have all my opportunities, but I'm also really excited to go to, like, the masses with all my sets.
Well, that's exciting, of Thanks. Course.
I mean, I'm trying so hard.
For me, mainly the reason for this haircut is so I can do more looks with drag, too. So,
Yeah, you got the starter look.
Yeah. Well, the starter look?
Mm-hmm.
What's the starter look?
So, you ever seen season 8 for Drag Race? It's like 5 people with the same hairstyle.
Huh.
Uh-huh. And they have like that metal that they keep so they can anchor the wig.
What?
And they have the rest where they can put all the tape at.
Well, that's mm-hmm. what Alaska does, the sides. But,
Oh yeah, Naomi does it. Acid Betty had Acid Betty.
Yeah.
Lily McQueen, Dax, exclamation point. Only person I had here really was Chi Chi. May she rest in peace.
Well, no, because Thorgy, Thorgy had dreads. So
that's why I didn't say her name. Oh. I'm talking about people with the same hairstyle as you.
Oh. But
I'm saying with like who had like that hairstyle.
Yeah. But
Derrick
Barry maybe
too.
Yeah, Derrick Barry hair. But I just wanna be able to do updos and not worry about like the back and that space of hair that was showing. And so there's that. And I want a new look. I've had the same look for years. So
what do you mean new look?
Like a new look. Because I've had the same.
How much your curly hair?
Yeah.
All the way down? Wanted to get rid of the sides?
Yeah, I want
you to. You want the fuckboy hair? Okay.
The fuckboy hair.
Uh-huh.
No.
People that do the taper and then they be having hair up top.
No, that's just called a fade.
Oh.
And a fade has.
Now you have hair.
A fade has been around.
Oh, no. So that's the fade. That's what you have. No, that's a low top. That's what the low. That's what the fade is.
No, that's what they call it, a fade. When you have the side shave, you have the fade.
Okay, well, I'm glad you faded it.
I actually tried to attempt this hairstyle when I was in college, but it wound up being more of a mohawk than anything. So.
Okay.
But, yeah.
I like mohawks.
But,
Was it a frohawk? Because that's what you have here.
Yeah, so. Well, no, I would, like, gel it to have it, like, right in the middle of my head. But, yeah.
That's really dope. I dyed my hair most of this year.
And was
I dyed
blonde.
My hair once, huh?
And it was blonde.
No, definitely not. I was burgundy. No. I've only dyed my hair once. I don't dye my hair twice.
Oh, I've dyed my hair so many times.
That's cool for you. I've never been a blonde. That's basic levels. I'm so sorry. To all those that do dye their hair blonde, I don't.
It wasn't a good blonde. I would.
I mean, I wouldn't say that against anyone. I just always tell people like I've always liked burgundy hair.
I'm not saying that against you. What I'm saying is, go to a professional.
I mean, go my cousin did my hair, so that was cool.
Yeah, he's a professional, but I'm just saying. If you're going to attempt blonde, go to a professional.
I mean, just know that, like, if you have, like, dark, dark hair, it's going to take 2 cycles.
Exactly.
It's going to take a span of, and it's supposed to take a span of 2 weeks. So a lot of y'all don't realize this. Like, if you do, like, a certain type of, like, thing, it's going
to. If you do too much bleach, if you do too much toner, it's going to take your hair out, actually.
And it's going to also take away the texture of your hair. So that's the. Then you have to compromise.
And that's what you don't want. You don't want your hair to be so compromised to where it is falling out, especially with bleach.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I did not know as a 19-year-old. So, that's what I'm saying. Please, if you're thinking about doing something drastic, especially like bleaching your hair, please go to a professional.
I don't really know if I have hair goals. My main goal is just hair growth. I'm not doing what I used to do, like biotin.
No, that's too much work.
Oh, but some gummies, though. If you can't, do the gummies. I don't believe in all that, personally, because vitamins are obvious to be consistent with. I'm not a consistent person.
And then the gummies, like, well, I'm not going to shout them out because I don't want y'all to buy them, but there's a certain brand of gummies.
Delicious.
That I'm not going to say them on the air.
Chalky? What does it taste like?
No. No. It's not about the taste. It's the fact that they don't work.
They're vitamins. What do you mean?
No. These have been proven to be a scam. So.
I mean, I guess.
So.
I don't know. I mean.
Please do your research on your thing.
What was it for?
That's what it's for. Hair and nail growth. And
I mean, but that's what people don't understand. So, like, I am not a person that advocates that type of thing. Because, to me, there's a natural process for some people to grow faster and some people grow slower. Biotin is the best thing because technically that's what it's for.
But this particular brand is a scam. So
I mean, I don't know the brand, but what I will say is, as far as like, I've always used pills. Pills worked a lot better. And
yeah, pills do work a lot better.
And then I bought the 10,000. So that was the one I've only used. That was good. I once made a mistake by taking two, and things were a little bit different. You don't need that much biotin. But truly, nothing really grew that fast. I don't really believe in it. And I thought about it while I was dropping the other day about like the rice water, the funkiness of it all.
Well, you know about the rice which water? Which I'm scared to do. The pregnancy hormones. You put it in the no. You don't take it.
You pull the crush on and put it in your hair.
And put in your hair because if you take it, just know the side effects of that is you will gain weight. So.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I don't know. I'm not really into that. I mean, just want my hair goals to be just neat and straight. I don't get to touch my hair. Because the more I touch, the more things happen to my hair. Because, yeah. I had it twisted like a few days ago. And I took it out because it wasn't small enough for me to like it for a few more days. And I slept so hard with that fever.
Well, why don't you just braid it up?
Excuse you.
Yeah, just do some cornrows. So.
Excuse you.
I mean, not. It's a protective style, so.
No, that sounds painful.
So.
I'm not into that. No. Woo. Sorry. God took me back. I have a trigger. I don't say this to a lot of people. I don't like people recommending hairstyles. Because the weirdest thing is people natural go to is like, you should try some braids. And I'm always like, what?
How is that a trigger?
Oh, because the one I'm just trying to be like, hateful. You look good with braids. Or people be like, look at your hair, and they be like, how long is it? You know what you should do? Straighten it.
No.
And that's the weirdest thing is how your nose is. It's how I feel about both of those things. Because guess what braids do? Take out your hair.
Not necessarily.
Yes, it does. See, what most people don't realize is that
it depends on what kind of braid you're doing.
All braids can do a lot to your hair because it's restraining the curls and it's making it straighter. And the wildest thing is, as you braid it into things, upon the things, and all because of the weaving pattern, it also breaks up a lot of the strands. So, as you put it into that one braid, and then most people braid really too tight, so they're going to also make all the little braids and everything hurt. And then you have two.
No, I'm talking about you because you do hair. I was asking, do you know how to braid?
I can, like, individual braid, yes. Uh-oh. I don't know how to do cornrows.
Oh.
And I don't really want to do cornrows with my own hair.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. It sounds like you recommended it. Probably back to an ex. I was like, oh, no.
No,
I got to get rid of you.
No, I was asking, have you thought about it?
Never.
Okay.
It's been years since I did it. The one thing was funny because I tried so many different hairstyles. When I like someone, I am really trying to impress them. So I did like.
No, I'm not saying that your hair is bad or anything. I was like, have you thought about such and such? So.
I haven't done cornrows in about 3 years. And I'm kind of good without it. I mean, I do two string twists. Every now and then I do some bantu knots. They're fun. And I do afro puffs. I do every now and then I do a little sheep bun. Depending on my mood. My hair is out right now because I was gone. I was at a store. I normally don't have my hair down.
Yeah, but your hair is long enough. If you don't feel like dealing with it, the only thing I do is put it in a ponytail and go about your day.
That's what I normally do.
Yeah.
That's what I do most of the time when I'm at night. That's why I do like the big bun. I just do the little puffs. I do this little side twin little. And that's it. And then only time my hair is out mainly is while I perform. Or when I'm at home. While I'm like trying to do something for it. And it depends. I do a lot of moisture for my hair though. It's really soft. But I mean, I'm introduced back to, okay, it's a lot about hair. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I do like that my hair.
As black people, our hair is a big deal though.
Yeah, it's a big deal. I was like, oh, you're starting dreads.
Your person?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I just have a trigger with dreads. For me.
That's another thing. But a lot of guys tell me to get dreads and I always like, the fuck?
For me, okay, so.
You wanted dreads?
No, I just was very anti-dreads. Not because of the way it looks or anything. There was this boy. I still remember his name. I'm not going to say it. But he had long braids. And this is, we were in the fourth grade. And I guess his mom or him or whoever was keeping up with it did not do it right. And his dreads used to stink. They would, especially in the summertime.
Okay.
And a lot of the times I would be put behind him because we were always in line by like last name.
Okay.
And oh my God, it was the bane of my existence. And then the year after, even though we were separated from each other, this motherfucker had the audacity to come in with a buzz cut next year. I was like, that could have saved me a lot last year. This is so triggering for me. But yeah. So that's my trigger of dreads.
Okay. This is so fast.
No, we were talking about hair.
I mean, it's not about hair, but I can't clean that up. Yeah. To me, I've always tell people dreads are so sexy. But there's a lot of reasons why. But dreadhead guys do more things in bed. If you know what I mean. But
okay.
Yeah, they're more adventurous. So
okay.
Yeah. So I mean, I won't lie. He skipped a step. I was gonna push him and get him. Eventually, he just did it on his own. Like,
would you like to talk about this off?
What? No.
Oh.
No, I was gonna do it. It was a goal because I was like, I mean, I wanted a nigga with dreads. He has long hair. He's got started dreads at the moment. They're gonna get long.
Well,
I can't wait.
And then for me, like,
but I think dreads is a so people. I love the main reason I like a dreads for any person. It's kind of like dreads are low key are more Samson. Because when people start journeys, a lot journey is a beautiful journey because it takes 2 to 14 years, and your hair gets so long.
Mm-hmm. And like I was saying, for me, my journey this year, I would like to get back into sewing. So I used to sew pretty good, and my skills have tapered because, you know, I couldn't justify spending the money on a sewing machine. Now I can kind of justify that. So, but, yeah, I do want to get back into sewing. I do want to get back into patterns. I know it's going to be a bitch because even when I used to do that stuff in high school, I hated sewing patterns. It's so time consuming, so annoying. But that's something I'm going to have to do. So, and then also, I would like to, I'm thinking about working with a talent agent too. So,
a talent agent?
Mm-hmm. Because my mother has a coworker, excuse me, has a coworker. She actually, she left their job,
mm-hmm.
and her husband started up their own talent agency business.
That's what's up.
I'm sorry, something. I must have gotten my throat or something.
Yeah, that's cool. He has a frog in his throat. The guy with dreads is getting back at him. Says, "You will never talk about me like this again. Oh, you will never, ever, ever. I got your mouth, bitch."
His dreads was from hell, but anyway.
Okay, so that sounds really dope. I don't know. I kind of know by the end of this year, so I want to start my LLC by the, I have my LLC, I think, done by March. So, I'm really kind of excited to do a lot of production stuff like that. I'm kind of really elated to do a lot of projects.
It's gonna be a fucking death. It's gonna be a dope year. Mm-hmm.
And also, I still will try to do school too. But,
So you're not going to school?
No. I still will try to do school, but I do want maybe a third shift job to try to line up better. That would line up better. Because if I get off at like, if I get out of school at like 9:30, then I have to go to work around 10 and be like, yeah, so, yeah, no. But, so yeah, that's a goal for me in this upcoming year.
I like how we had those for the last thing of what we're bringing towards. And
okay, first of all, like I said, I don't make resolutions.
I didn't call them resolutions. I said things you're manifesting. You don't listen sometimes, do you?
No, you don't listen.
But see, the manifest is not like resolutions. I said the resolutions isn't a good idea for some people because it's more like out of the like bottom. Like it's
yeah,
like,
I don't need you to mansplain it to me. But, yeah.
Sorry, I am a man.
But, however,
I do think it's kind of dope, though, to, like, put yourself in a new, force and doing a lot of stuff, for, like, as far as, like, stuff you're dragging, like, maybe it's a new wardrobe and clothes. Have you been thrifting?
Oh, I am the thrifty queen, okay? I just found a very nice sequin skirt. So
come on, sequins.
And what else did I buy? I found a velvet dress that actually was not even technically thrift because it still had the tags on it. So yeah.
Yay, that's good. I don't know about clothes. I just can't get it with colors. It's gonna be fun. Anything coming up for me, other than my two shows that's happening, both at the Idiot, one at the Idiot Box, other one's gonna be in Greensboro at, I forgot, the Green Bean at a coffee shop. One, the show in February, it's going to be on Friday. The other one's gonna be on Saturday. The next two shows I have is January 1st and January 8th. We're doing the first 40 new jokes, and then the next week, I'm part of a lineup. So, down for that. If you do want to see me do comedy in the next month, I have a lot of stuff posted on my social medias. But real quickly, a rundown. Every Monday, I'll be at Monster Cave, and that starts at 8:30. So, if you can get there at 8 o'clock, so you get your good seat. And we'll start shortly. And if Wednesday, I'll be at... I'll be in Kernersville. I've got the name. And then Thursday, I'll be at the Idiot Box.
So, more of the story. Check social media.
At
Jermaine Clando.
Check social media because I do have Tuesday. Because I'll be at Gypsy Road this next Tuesday. And then, I keep forgetting the name. Brewer's Kettle. I'll be at Brewer's Kettle all this next month, every Wednesday. And then, in Kernersville, Brewer's Kettle. That's Kernersville, Brewer's Kettle. That's a lot of them. And then on Thursday, I'll be at the Idiot Box every Thursday. So if you want to see me do live comedy, that'd be that. I'll be doing that. I don't think it's dope, though, because we're both doing stuff like that. Is Brianna coming out soon?
You keep saying Brianna.
Brianna.
Hopefully. Also, I'm thinking, like, be in the, not this month. But next month, I'll probably do the talent show again. Uh-huh. But, you know, I know they say hoes don't get cold, but this hoe, it gets cold, and this hoe likes to stay in the house. So,
I don't really know what's to come of next month. I know that, like, most of this month coming up, I'm going to be working a lot. So, I'm trying my best to plan time, because, I mean, the first week in February, it's like, guess what? Playhouse.
Okay. So with that being said,
thank y'all for listening. And that's all for this episode. Thanks for listening. You can hear us on Anchor, Spotify, Radio Public, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts. Don't forget to rate us with 5 stars and leave us with a review. Especially thank you to Anchor for recording this. We also have a Patreon. $5 for this Tic Tac Crew, Slim Thick for $10, and the VIP Plus for $20. And you can follow us on social media.
So you can follow us at social media on Instagram at the RSX Charlie Pod. You can find us individually at Mr. Chef Ty or Jermaine Glando or Rishana _ Redrum _ Rose. So until next time, we'll see you later.
Bye.